And right now, we're checking in at 60 in the nation's capital.
At 259.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
a curfew goes into effect for teenagers at National Harbor. We'll talk more about it with WTOP's John Doman at 3:15.
The third day of testimony is happening in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York.
As the Supreme Court heard arguments today over whether he should be immune from prosecution for his actions in the White House.
Student protests on the war in Gaza spread to Georgetown University. I'm Kate Ryan.
At Baltimore's Key Bridge collapse site there, larger ships are now passing through a deeper channel in the Patapsco River.
And Washington football legend Darryl Green will have his jersey retired this year.
It is 3 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court has wrapped up hearing arguments in a case involving immunity from prosecution for former President Trump over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. His attorney, D. John Sauer, says presidents must have immunity.
For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
But justices, including Ketanji Brown Jackson, posed this question.
How do you determine what is an official act?
And that is at the very heart of the argument, says CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Is the line official acts versus unofficial acts?
The case could take months to decide. I'm Linda Kenyon. Now with more CBS News, here's Monica Ricks.
Some developments today in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. CBS's Errol Barnett reports former tabloid publisher David Pecker was back on the stand talking about his catch and kill scheme with former Trump fixer Michael Cohen.
Pecker testified that Cohen said, quote, the boss will take care of it as it relates to the payment. And that directly implicates Donald Trump.
That payment made to Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about their alleged affair during the 2016 campaign. New York's highest court overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction today, finding it was wrong to allow testimony from women who said they'd been assaulted by the movie mogul separately from what he was on trial for there. Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
I was not surprised as a lawyer, but I am sure society is surprised. Keep in mind this. He still is doing 16 years for convictions for similar crimes in California.
Victims have called this an institutional betrayal. At least 15 pro-Palestinian protesters have been arrested at Emory University in Atlanta. Violence has been escalating at college protests this week, with students setting up camps on at least 21 school campuses now nationwide. Tourists have to pay up in Italy.
29 dates considered peak tourist congestion periods now attract a €5, roughly $5, fee to any tourist who's visiting Venice for the day only. This tourist thinks it might work.
I probably wouldn't come in on that day.
This one says it won't.
We'll just have to pay because we want to be here.
A sentiment echoed by many residents of Venice who say the fee is too low to discourage the mass tourism that's making their lives a misery. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Jazz Fest starts today in New Orleans. The festival spans two weekends with dozens of acts on 14 stages. This year's lineup includes Chris Stapleton, John Batiste, Hart, and the Beach Boys. The Rolling Stones play next Thursday, but that day's already sold out. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 3:03, Thursday, April the 25th. We have more clouds and sun right now, but temperatures, they're hanging near the 60-degree mark. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Top story this hour on WTOP. A melee involving hundreds of teens at National Harbor last weekend is moving Prince George's County leaders to action. Starting tomorrow, an emergency curfew is being reinstated in that area pending new legislation from the county council. WTOP's John Doman has more on just how strict it'll be.
At least through the weekend, anyone 16 or under will have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian from 5 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning under an emergency declaration from County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
National Harbor creates millions of dollars in tax revenue for Maryland and creates many more opportunities for our residents. But as a result of this unruly behavior, some National Harbor businesses have been forced to close early.
If we encounter any unaccompanied minor.
Police Chief Malik Aziz.
Officers will talk to them to see if they fall under one of the exceptions. And if not, officers will work to contact their parents and our guardians to have the child picked up if necessary.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
It's 3:04 as college protests that is on college campuses around the nation continue to grow over the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. They are also happening here closer to home in the D.C. region at American University and George Washington University. And WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us there was a protest at Georgetown University today.
Selena Al-Shahabi helped organize the protest by the Students for Justice for Palestine at Georgetown University. Speakers took up microphones on the steps of Healy Hall.
We really are having this protest as an end-of-the-year way to show that we really do demand that this university divest. We demand a working group for Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students, and that we want our university to do more to support us as Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students.
A Jewish student who did not want to be identified but described herself as pro-Israel was asked about the climate on campus and whether she felt safe. She explained she felt physically safe, but that tension for her is more of an attitude thing. In Georgetown, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Now, the Georgetown students marched to GW, and students at George Washington University have also set up a tent encampment there. The school newspaper says there are more than 200 students taking part there, and school leaders at GW have apparently said that they want that tent encampment to be finished and closed up, and it tends to be removed by 7 this evening. So keep it here on WTOP. As developments come in, we'll pass them along.
3:06, a critical four-day window is now open at the Port of Baltimore, allowing several large ships to depart. They've been stuck there since the Key Bridge collapsed last month. The move allows some container barges in. All traffic is at the discretion of the Coast Guard. Ship traffic will pause once again early next week to allow salvage crews to work on the next stage of the cleanup. The Maryland Port Administration says the new option is 35 feet deep, much deeper than the previous channels. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to reopen the port's 50-foot deep channel by the end of May.
The cost of your Metro ride is going to be going up. Today, the transit agency's board approved its almost $5 billion budget. It includes a 12.5% fare hike, and that means Metro's base fare will be $2.25. The max goes up to $6.75. Now, while Metro avoided any service cuts under this budget that it just approved, board member Matt Latorno says that the agency needs to develop a reserve fund and find a better funding model from the region to avoid that in the future.
As we move toward a regional discussion, we hope of a more sustainable financial model that gets us out of the yearly push and pull, it's going to be critical that we have that fiscal reserve.
The new budget goes into effect in July. It is dependent on additional funding from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
He is considered to be one of the greatest players in the history of the franchise. Now, 7-time Pro Bowler Darryl Green will have his jersey retired during the Washington Commanders' 2024 season. Team made the announcement this morning. Green joined Sonny Jurgensen, Bobby Mitchell, Sammy Baugh, and Sean Taylor's, the only Washington players to get that honor.
Coming up on Money News on WTOP.
Tip and get tipped back. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
It is traffic and weather, that is coming up in 30 seconds.
When it comes to substance use disorder, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Every patient has their own journey, and at Alpus Wellness, we understand that. Alpus Wellness is an evidence-driven, holistic treatment facility that offers multiple paths to recovery. We work with most major insurance companies. It's time. Visit us at alpuswellnesscenters.org to learn more or call us at 866-862-5727. Alpus Wellness. Unparalleled treatment. Lasting recovery.
It's 3:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Marylanders, you're still riding those breaks from Beltsville through College Park, southbound on I-95 in the inner loop of the Beltway, but the cars that collided near Kenilworth Avenue are on the left and right shoulders. All lanes open on the inner in Greenbelt. Other segments of 495, congestion developing. 270 northbound heavier in Gaithersburg. Route 50 from Chevrolet to the Bay Bridge, so far so good. D.C., Route 295 northbound, still a long haul from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Avenue to Burroughs Avenue, where road work had blocked the right lane, should be wrapping up soon. In Virginia, major delays northbound on 95, Quantico past Dumfries. We've yet to get the all clear on the work zone near the truck scales that have blocked the right lane. Northbound, only two lanes getting by on 95, bailout flooding Route 1. Southbound, the pace is generally good down to Stafford. 66, some congestion both ways through Falls Church and Arlington, and westbound through Centerville. 395 getting a bit slower in South Arlington. Inbound traffic heavy at the 14th Street Bridge. A lot of that is thanks to the Nats game this afternoon. The newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Check of our forecast now from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Moving through the remainder of the afternoon, plenty of sunshine. Temperatures on the cool side, considering the time of year, only in the mid-50s to lower 60s, thanks to northeasterly wind at just around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Passing clouds this evening and into the overnight in the 40s by early tomorrow morning. 62 to 65 with plenty of sunshine on Friday, scattered showers on Saturday. It's not going to be a washout. 60 to 65 for a high. Temperatures in the 80s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, we have more clouds and sun right now. 60 at Annandale, 58 degrees in Germantown. It's all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. We say hello to Jeff Claybaugh.
Economic growth slowed last quarter and more than expected. The government's first read on first quarter economic growth pegs GDP at an annual rate of just 1.6%, down from 3.4% in the previous quarter. It was the weakest GDP reading since the summer of 2020. That has sent the markets lower, although there's been some recovery. The Dow is still down 390 points, a 1% loss. It was down almost 700 points this morning. The S&P 500 index is down 25. The Nasdaq's down 108 points. Those are 0.5% losses. Mortgage rates are up for the fourth consecutive week now. Freddie Mac's 30-year fix averaged 7.11% this week. That's 0.75 percentage point higher than a year ago. Domino's Pizza will reward delivery customers who tip their delivery drivers in D.C. He calls it its You Tip, We Tip promotion. Starting April 29th, customers who tip the driver at least $3 online will get a $3 digital coupon for their next delivery. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Sponsor a child with compassion. Just text radio to 83393.
Well, coming up on WTOP, how will a teenage curfew for National Harbor work? We will talk about it with WTOP's John Doman next, 312.
All right, D.C., the wait is over. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. This is George Wallace, and right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. It can't get any simpler than that, folks. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. And looking at tonight's NBA playoffs, I like the Sixers to get back in the series tonight, taking Game 3 at home against the Knicks. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/GW. That's FanDuel.com/GW to sign up today. Must be 18 and older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Later this hour, a popular tourist spot in Italy just got a little more expensive. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. If you're like me, you spent a lot of time at home over the winter, and I couldn't stop agonizing over the cracked, peeling paint on the ceilings. Enough. It's time for quality painting from Serta Pro Painters. You can trust them to get the job done right because they take pride in what they do. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live right here. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
3:15, I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
Now, there was a huge fight at National Harbor over the weekend. It involved as many as 800 teenagers. Today, though, Prince George's County is implementing an emergency curfew at the popular nightlife district, at least through the weekend. Anyone 16 or under will have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian from 5 p.m. until 6 o'clock the next morning.
Well, joining us live right now is WTOP's John Doman to help us better understand what is going on here. John, explain this curfew for us, and does it have to do with this legislation before the county council, or is this standalone?
So this executive order is sort of a bridge to the legislation, because that's going to take about a month, to be honest, actually. Kind of found that out, that the machinations of local government law and how that works. So this will be in effect for the next few weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 p.m., as you said, 5 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next day at National Harbor. 16 and under, you are going to need to be with a parent, a guardian, somebody that is a responsible adult. Your 18-year-old friend is not going to count in this regard. But that's just because of it's sort of what happened over the weekend was the straw that broke the camel's back. It's something they were sort of been working on and considering for a while. And what happened back on Saturday night just sort of expedited everything. It ramped it up and made things a lot stricter than I think what was being talked about before.
Have they given you any indication of how they will enforce the curfew and what penalty there would be if somebody violates it?
So there are going to be a lot of cops around there, first and foremost. There's also going to be a lot of signs. Police made clear that there's going to be nobody who shows up there that can say, I had no idea. Nobody told me about the curfew. It's going to be hard to miss. They're working with rideshare companies to make sure that teenagers don't just get dropped off there as well. There's going to be a lot of just different coordination and a lot of patrolling and efforts put in to sort of keep that area, the disturbances there, at a minimum. And then anybody that does violate that, well, first and foremost, you get the warning. Police are going to be hoping for cooperation, though. But from there, it can escalate into fines. And, once you start getting into sort of teenagers being detained there, parents have to come and pick them up, whether it's from a Department of Juvenile Services facility or someplace else. You know, if you don't disperse when you're told to get on out of there, then they start to get your parents involved. And a big push has been to sort of say, hey, parents, you need to be watching what your kids are doing. Kids don't need to be out late at night anyway, unsupervised. This goes back to parenting as well.
Hey, John, did National Harbor ask for this, or was this Prince George's County and the executive saying we're going to do this as a result of that big fight?
So this has been something National Harbor behind the scenes has been asking for a while. It's been talked about behind the scenes for several months. In anticipation of things in the summer, maybe kind of ramping up a little bit. And then what happened over the weekend, again, just sort of took all of those discussions to a whole new level. You've got this legislation that's going to come. It's going to impact all commercial zones around the county once it passes, probably right before Memorial Day. But in the most immediate sense, this is National Harbor saying, hey, things are getting out of control again. We need to do something. Residents are in full agreement with that as well, those that live there. And so this is where this is sort of the bridge to that fuller legislation that's going to cover everything around the county.
Okay, John, thanks for filling out the details here. Appreciate it. WTOP's John Doman on the curfew for the teenagers going into effect this weekend at National Harbor.
We are brought to you by Marlow Furniture. Wake up to the comfort you've been dreaming of during Marlow Furniture's floor sample sale. Save up to 50% off Tempur-Pedic floor sample mattresses and adjustable bases at Marlow Furniture. It is 319. Let's head to the traffic center. Dave Dildine joins us.
Virginia 95 northbound, jam through Quantico. Between the Dale City truck and car rest areas, work zone getting cleared from the right lane. It'll take a while to recover. Bailout continues on Route 1. Southbound, not bad on 95. Lots of congestion around the Beltway in Maryland and in Virginia. Very slow on both loops toward the American Legion Bridge and the outer loop through Alexandria toward the Wilson. Route 15 at the state line near Point of Rocks, near the Point of Rocks Bridge. Loudoun County officials went for a crash on their side of the river, and this is backing up traffic both ways, northbound from Luckett's and southbound leaving Point of Rocks on U.S. Route 15. The Beltway in Maryland, interloop near Kenilworth Avenue, crash on the shoulders, lanes are open, there to be seen, but lanes are open, slow southbound on 95, back near 212. BW Parkway, volume delays, especially through Laurel. Columbia to Ellicott City, northbound on 29, delays past 100 lead to a new crash near Route 40. Save on tropical flavors at Whole Foods Market. Get 5 yellow mangoes for $5 with Prime through April 30th while supplies last. Shop in store or online, terms apply. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Looking good, but on the cool side, moving through the remainder of the afternoon, plenty of sunshine with temperatures mid-50s to lower 60s. Partly cloudy overnight, 40 to 48 degrees by early tomorrow morning, should prevent any frost from forming thanks to winds from the southeast at just around 2 to 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow, still on the cool side, temperatures 60 to 65. We're in the 60s on Saturday with scattered showers, and by Sunday, we're in the 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, it seems like the sun has started to disappear here outside the WTOP studios. We have more clouds right now, but it is 58 in Columbia, 60 degrees in Penn Quarter. It's brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up on WTOP.
Three people are dead after several overnight shootings in D.C. I'm Scott Gelman.
321.
There's something special about America's pastime in the nation's capital, where the energy is electric day and night. For happy hour with friends, making new friends, dining under the lights, and dancing like no one's watching is welcome. It starts here, all season long at Nationals Park. Visit nats.com/tickets to join the party today.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Introducing the Cancer Center at University of Maryland Capital Region Health. Comprehensive cancer care from the University of Maryland Medical System. Our specialists diagnose and treat breast, colon, lung, and prostate cancers, as well as lymphoma, melanoma, pancreatic cancer, and sarcoma. Every step of the way, we give you encouragement and support. Cancer specialists for Prince George's County. That's a better state of care. Visit umcapitalregion.org/cancer to learn more.
This is WTOP News.
322.
It's been a deadly 24 hours here in our region. Several shootings across D.C. left three people dead, two others injured last night. WTOP's Scott Gelman tells us police are still searching for suspects. They do not believe the shootings are connected.
Over a span of about 2 hours, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, D.C. Police Commander Kevin Kentish says there were three deadly shootings across the city.
There's just way too many guns out.
The first was in Southeast, and the others were in Deanwood and near Petworth. Police say they're putting more officers in some of those neighborhoods.
People have access to these guns, and when they get in these arguments, when they get in these, I guess like you said, disagreements that normally would not be handled in this manner, the first thing people are going to are guns.
Here at police headquarters, Kentish explains at least one of the shootings appears to be targeted. They're still investigating and looking for suspects in all three. Data shows that violent crime is down through the first part of the year, and Kentish says the department is working to crack down to avoid a surge similar to last summer's.
We got to get these guns off the street.
At D.C. Police Headquarters, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Another person has apparently been arrested for trying to bring a gun on board a plane in our region. TSA officers say they stopped a Florida man after he tried to bring the loaded gun through the security checkpoint at Reagan National on Tuesday. He previously had been caught with the same gun at Pensacola International Airport in 2019. The officers took the gun, then gave the man a ticket, a criminal ticket. It's the sixth gun intercepted at Reagan National this month. It is illegal to bring guns through airport security. The penalty for doing so can be as high as $15,000.
It is one of the world's most iconic cities. It also attracts a whole lot of tourists. Now, Venice is adding a fee for visitors.
29 dates considered peak tourist congestion periods now attract a €5, roughly $5, fee to any tourist who's visiting Venice for the day only. This tourist thinks it might work.
I probably wouldn't come in on that day.
This one says it won't.
We'll just have to pay because we want to be here.
A sentiment echoed by many residents of Venice who say the fee is too low to discourage the mass tourism that's making their lives a misery. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
George Wallace is here. The talking is just about over. Almost the drafting done. Is just about beginning.
That's right. 8 o'clock tonight from Detroit. The Bears are on the clock with the number one overall pick. Commanders at number two. All signs point to Jaden Daniels, but we'll have to wait and see. Anything can happen, and usually does, between now and then. But stay tuned. Daryl Green, number 28. That's the number is going to be retired by Washington. The fifth number to be retired by the franchise. Joining Sonny Jurgensen, Bobby Mitchell, Sammy Ball, and Sean Taylor. His former coach, Joe Gibbs, when Daryl Green got into the Hall of Fame, had some nice words about his cornerback.
He was very vocal. I always used to kid him because he's one of the few players I ever had that would comment every now and then, point out a few things I was doing wrong. I see him coming last time, and I go, oh, my gosh, Daryl's coming after me again. But Daryl's very vocal, high-quality person, extremely gifted, obviously, and to play speed corner for all those years, to play 20 years is unbelievable for, obviously, for a cornerback.
Played his entire year in D.C., seven-time Pro Bowler, won two Super Bowl rings, and, of course, a Hall of Famer, so Daryl Green's number 28 will be retired at some point this year. Nationals coming up top of the hour from the ballpark against the Dodgers. Final game of the series before they hit the road. They did reinstate catcher K-Bear Ruiz.